know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get sherry.
Good morning. You're listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. It's News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Sunshiny. Oh my goodness, Wednesday morning. We are just booking it through this week. It is Thanksgiving week. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you. It's time for an update with my friend Tammy Ward with the Better Business Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of sunshine, I hope you've got some good news and nobody is scamming anyone this morning.
Well, I'm just here to, you know, get everybody to think before they click. How's that?
Oh, yeah, there's a whole lot of clicking happening because we are entering into the holiday shopping season. And so everybody's going to get ready to order online. I think I've done a lot of shopping from bed and the couch lately.
Yes, I actually had a sinus infection last week. So I spent the entire 4 days on the couch.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I really need to get out and get up out of here.
Yes, I will tell you, I knew I didn't feel well when I had COVID months ago. And I was in bed and I had the insomnia that hit. And I was doing some online shopping at 2 a.m.
Oh, it wasn't not safe. A good thing.
Not safe at all. It's like, you know what? Don't even ask what this $85 went to. Just don't ask. It was necessary in the moment.
But you did it on a credit card and not debit, right?
Oh, yeah. No, never. Oh, okay. Never debit online. Y'all, let me tell you, I have watched way too many scary YouTube videos.
Yeah.
About your debit card. Oh, and in fact, I saw a new thing, and this isn't, we'll get to the online scams as well and when to know when to click. And if you have a question, 850-437-1620. But Tammy, I saw a TikTok video that went viral, and I share about how we're now getting more news and things coming in from TikTok. There was one with checking at a gas station, especially gas stations in areas where, you know, they don't have a tenant that comes out and checks.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of crime in that area as well. And it's a machine that is put over the card slide and it reads your card number, takes a picture of it when you slide it through to go to pay. So even though you go to pay, they're not stealing that payment. They're taking a picture of your credit card. And it's like, it kind of looks like it's on the outside of the gas pump. And I'm thinking, man, people, you know how much effort it went into making that machine? You could have gone to school and gotten your degree and become, you know, some
and
kind of chemical engineer.
No, it's called skimming.
Yes.
And they like to pry on the ones, the gas station, the actual pumps that are far enough away, like any kind of convenience store, far enough away from the attendants inside mm-hmm. that they can't see. But yes, it's very prevalent.
I'll tell you. You know what? But the thing is we want to protect you. Look for those things. Don't live in fear, but keep your head on a swivel and look out for, of course, your elderly family members who can be taken advantage of. So what kind of scams are we looking at this month?
Well, we're actually going to just go over briefly the 4 days that are coming up. We've got Black Friday, we have Small Business Saturday, Cyber Monday, and Giving Tuesday. So starting with Black Friday, just a couple of things. Read the fine print. Always read the fine print. And be careful when you're looking at those Black Friday deals. Plus, they're already out. It used to be that they were coming maybe Wednesday and Thursday in your newspaper or online. Now they've already started and the Black Friday sales are going. But be careful, especially if you're going into a store or even online, because sometimes in the fine print, you'll see that it's only a certain hour or certain hours. Mm-hmm. And so if you go and purchase something thinking that you're going to get it for the Black Friday sale and you're past that time frame, it's going to be back to the normal price. Speaking of normal price, make sure that you are actually getting a deal with this Black Friday deal. compare the prices. If you see something that you really want and it says that it's marked down 40%, well, what was the original price? Because there's a possibility that they had it marked way up. And so the discount price could actually be their normal price.
Right.
So you want to do a little bit of...
Price matching. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've noticed that too, where like the other day I saw a pair of shoes and I should have bought them in person, but I was like, oh, I'll look online later. I'm sure I'll find a better deal. And no, I actually found that in the store it was a better price, and online they had price gouged so much. It was almost triple the amount I could have bought it for in the store. And so, yeah, sometimes it's better. You have these smartphones right there mm-hmm. at our fingertips.
Right.
Do a little bit of shopping, even when you're out and about. In the holiday mobs on Black Friday, is that what we call it? Mobs or crowds? I don't know anymore.
That's one day I actually stay home.
Yes, ma'am. No, thank you. I like my car too much. I'm not going to drive out there and get it dinged in a parking lot. But anyways, okay, so Black Friday, take a look at that fine print price. Really look at the different prices, shop around, and take notice of those prices if they're being marked up a little bit.
Right. And this is for any time that you shop, but look and know the return and warranty policies. Especially if you're getting this as a gift, you'll want to include that with your gift to the person that you're giving it to. So if that person has to return it, they'll know what the return policy is, if there is a return. Sometimes if you're getting something on a final sale, you're not going to be able to return it. So make sure you read that as well as the warranty information. Sometimes when you get to the counter to pay, the cashier register will say, would you like a 2-year warranty or extended warranty or something like that? You know, be careful about that, because sometimes you are, for the most part, you have a warranty when you purchase an item, depending on what it is. But that extended warranty that you may purchase may start the day that you purchase it. So is it really an extended warranty? Does it really go past the actual warranty of the item when you buy it? So you want to read both the return policies and the warranty information.
Okay, that's very good. All right, so that's Black Friday. We've got this whole 4-day weekend. And that actually, like you just said, look into it all day, because I know some people are going to probably do some online shopping on Thanksgiving Day because there are some online deals.
Yes.
But then we go into, Small Business Saturday.
Yes. First of all, I read this and it's so smart. Not just the shops that you want to shop local in our area, but eat our restaurants and or buy gift cards. You know, go to the local restaurants and buy their gift cards right there on site, and, you know, patron them. It's not just the retail shops. So we want to, you know, support our restaurants too. Sign up for email alerts. So either on the business's Facebook page or their website, especially local, you know, you can sign up for their email alerts, and they'll send out the coupons. They'll send out when they have sales. And after the holidays, if you no longer want to receive their emails, you can just go to the bottom and click that you want to unsubscribe. But this way you'll get all of their information, and so you can be prepared before you go into actually shop.
Okay, very good. Okay, let's talk a little bit more small businesses. We're going to we're going through with the Better Business Bureau right now. Tammy Ward always brings us so much good information to help you stay protected and keep your money in your wallet, not somebody else's, right? And your information, that's what matters most. We're right. going to take a quick break here, but we'll be right back. 850-437-1620.
I remember the days of just keeping time, of hanging around in sleepy towns forever. Back roads empty.
We're back here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Jenna Barr. Joining me is Tammy Ward with the Better Business Bureau. We're going through the next 4 days to watch your wallet. Watch your information in your wallet, in fact. And so we've talked a little bit of the Black Friday deals, really looking at that fine print, shopping around, make sure that you know you're getting the best deal. And then we come up after Black Friday is something we don't really talk about a lot, but you need to really help out in our community to keep it thriving is Small Business Saturday. So let's talk a little bit more small business.
Right. Especially, you know, now that everybody takes selfies of everything, why don't you take a selfie at, when you're standing in front of your, you know, favorite business, favorite small business,
yes,
and use the hashtags, hashtag BBB and hashtag shop small, and put it out there. And so Pensacola can really be, you know, in the mainstream of things, and you're giving your local business the attention that they really need or and they want.
Yeah, they deserve it. Let me tell you, small businesses have taken a hit over the past year and a half or more, and we need to help them out, get a leg up. If you're thinking about getting something and you're thinking about not shopping a lot, instead of getting a million little things at a big box store, maybe get something, one unique thing for your family member, mm-hmm, a small business. And like you said, business, what are they called? Gift cards. I'm sorry. Not business,
correct,
cards. Gift cards. They go a long way as well, because then that person gets to go in and enjoy the entire experience.
Right. And I mentioned at the earlier segment, go directly to the restaurant to get the gift card. Lots of times it's easy to go on one of those big box stores and get the kiosk, but you have to be careful of those gift cards because they're not, there's nothing on them right now. And so a scammer can actually take them out of the store, and they now have a way of taking off that film that's on the back and getting that number and then putting something on the back of it to cover it up again so you don't even notice, and then they'll put it back on the rack and then you may take it up. So you want to be careful, and if you're doing something purchasing at a big box store like that, you'll want to get the ones that are fully encased in plastic and they can't be altered in any way. Or, like I said, if it's a local restaurant, go to the restaurant and, you know, purchase it from there and give them your business.
That's very true. I love that. Okay, so after Small Business Saturday, we come up on
Cyber Monday.
Oh, this is the big one, I'm assuming.
Well, you know, it's still called Cyber Monday, but haven't we been doing it?
Yeah, every day is pretty, yeah, much Cyber Monday for the world.
We still have a special day for it, but it's all of the time now, really. But for, you know, when you're online, you want to be careful of false advertising and phony websites. Mm-hmm. That's one of the biggest things that's out there these days. I actually was looking at something over the weekend when I had the little brain fog.
Yeah,
but I thought to myself, okay, this doesn't look right. And it was in my social media. And I I actually went ahead and clicked on the website to go to it. And it had a name. So I went and put it in the URL, just the name. And it didn't come up the same way. There's actually, what they had done is they had taken a legitimate business and added an S at the end, a .com. And it was a totally different business. And so you want to be careful, because one letter or one number off of a legitimate business, and a scammer can create a website and it can look like whatever you want it to look like.
Wow.
And also the celebrity.
Special.
Yeah. And the celebrity endorsements. You know, I don't think Robin Roberts is quitting her job at Good Morning America to sell facial cream. I don't have a direct line to her, but I seriously don't think that that's happening.
That's hilarious.
But that was one of the things that had happened in the past. So just, you know, beware of anything that's out there. What's the saying? If it's too good to be true,
yeah,
it probably is.
That's right.
And you also want to keep your antivirus software up to date.
Mm.
You always want to go to the HTTPS in the URL for secure. And like we mentioned earlier, use a credit card, not a debit card. You can use a gift card because you only have a certain amount of money on it. But using a debit card means that they possibly could wipe out your entire checking account. And even though the bank will work with you to try to get some of that back, it's gone and you don't have any working cash. But using a credit card, you can work with your credit card company to try to get that off. And it's not cash out of your pocket.
Right.
It's just money that's kind of like, I call it up in the air.
Yes.
Because it's not physically out of your hands. So you want to be very careful these days. But yes, the fake websites are going to be all over the place. And you just want to be careful.
Okay. All right. So that we've gone through Black Friday. Small Business Saturday, now Cyber Monday. Yeah, really being careful on Cyber Monday. And then we have a special day that we kind of glaze over a little bit, Giving Tuesday.
Yes, we do have Giving Tuesday, and that's when, as a concerted effort for people that want to give, this is the time of year that people are thinking about other people, and you want to just be careful about who you're giving to. This is also the time that the third parties will ramp up their calling and trying to get you to give to a benevolence fund of some sort. And these businesses are not illegal. They are legitimate, but they're third-party businesses in some cases, and that means that 75% of the money that you might give to them will go to pay their salary, mm-hmm. and the charity that you think that you're giving to is only going to get like probably less than 10%.
Oof.
So I had a phone call one time that I actually answered the phone, and they were trying to give, you know, to a police benevolence, and I said, how much money actually of what I give is going to go there? Unfortunately, it's not the person that I need to ask, because it's just someone that's on the phone trying to make, you know, $7 or $8 an hour.
Right.
And I just tell them that I give locally.
Absolutely.
If you want to give to a national organization, you can go to give.org. And that will give you our Wise Giving Alliance. And we've done a charity background check. Okay. On them, and you can see how much the CEO makes, you can see how much they do in fundraising, all the percentages. Okay. And just keep in mind that if it's a national organization and the CEO is making what you consider quite a bit of money, well, it's a national organization, so it's not like the local organization, you know, you can't compare the two. So just keep that in mind. But we have a lot of local organizations. Yes. Around here as well. And you can give them, you know, money by check. A lot of them have websites where you can give online now. If you have any questions, you can give them a call and find out, you know, where's your money going to go. And so I would suggest giving locally if you can. But again, you know, check them out first. If you're unfamiliar with them, especially if you're new to the area and you want to try to give locally.
Yes.
That's what I would try to do.
Always try to give local first. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here, wrap things up with Tammy Ward with the Better Business Bureau. We're wrapping things up over here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Happy Wednesday to you. It's a sunshiny day. You got to get outside today. Tammy Ward has been helping us as we are entering not only onto the eating frenzy, right? It's like it's the Super Bowl of food days. Also, lots of football to watch too. But it's also the Super Bowl of shopping days. And so these next 4 days that you're going to be maybe getting out there doing some Christmas shopping or some giving as well, make sure that you go back and check out our podcast here at newsradio923.com. Look for podcasts and you'll get more information there. And of course, if they would like more information about protecting themselves, where can they go, Tammy?
They can either call us at 850-429-0002. We are open until 2 o'clock today, and we'll be closed for the holiday and opening back up at 9 o'clock on Monday morning, the 29th. You can always go to www.bbb.org and look up any kind of information that you want. If you're looking for particular scams that might be in the area, or you might be a victim of one, that's www.bbb.org/scam-tracker.
Okay.
And everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Yes, happy Thanksgiving to you. Enjoy this beautiful day as you are probably chained to the stove. Make sure you get outside into the sunshine and join me here tomorrow. I'll be here live 9 to 11. I'll talk to you then.